The state of Idaho has $125 million sitting in the bank that does not belong to it. It belongs to state residents. In fact, almost half of Idaho's population is entitled to a portion of that money. Our Adam Cotterell got a tiny fraction of that money recently, which got him thinking.
A while ago, I got a check in the mail from the state of Idaho. I wasn't expecting a check, and for a while, I had no idea what it was for. Just as surprising, though, was the amount. It was for 6 cents. $.06. Eventually, I learned that my wife had entered our names on a state website belonging to Idaho's Unclaimed Property Division.
Property gets a little confusing because people think of land or cars or boats or something, but actually it's money. It's just money.
That's Ingrid Bolin with Idaho's Unclaimed Property Division. Every state has one of these. By law, companies can't just pocket money they owe to customers, even if they don't know how to return it. So they have to give it to the state where the customer lives. But Bolin says few people understand what her office is.
We get some interesting calls based on that.
Like what?
Like my roommate moved out and I still have his microwave and couch. Where can I drop it off?
The unclaimed property the state has comes from a lot of places. At his desk, claims agent Paul Perez says the most common are probably refunds from insurance companies and final paychecks.
You only worked a couple hours, so you're not that worried about it. You moved. They mailed you the check to your old address, undeliverable because you had moved, and then went back to the holder, which then turns it over to us.
Perez looks up my case on his computer.
Here's your 6 cents. It is General Electric, and this was a credit balance. That was back in 2010.
So GE, one of the world's largest corporations, owed me 6 cents from something I don't remember happening years ago. And mine is not an unusual case. Perez says penny claims are fairly common. It's the occasional $1 million ones that make him sit up straight. He says in his 10-plus years doing this, he's seen a few in that range. Okay, it makes sense the state would need to make sure people can get significant amounts they're owed. But is it worth the effort for the small stuff? I ask Ingrid Bolin if it cost more than 6 cents to get me my check.
So I don't know that you can answer that fairly. A $6,000 check may have taken them 3 minutes. The 6 cents check may have taken them 10.
I'm going to try to answer it anyway. Sometimes the computer processes claims automatically, which is the cheapest for the state. But if mine did come across Paul Perez's desk and it was a really easy one to do, it might equal $1.30 in labor. Once he gives it the okay, it goes to the state controller's office, which prints and mails the check. The controller's estimate just to do that is $1.85. So getting me my 6 cents probably cost the state at least $3. But Bolin thinks I'm missing the point. She sees her work as a legal and moral duty.
It's your 6 cents. We can't absorb it any more than that business could absorb it.
The state spends about $1 million a year connecting Idahoans to their long-lost money. The unclaimed property office sends residents about $6.5 million a year. That's often less than half what it takes in. So its pot of money keeps growing and is now at around $125 million. The state can't spend any of that, but it can and does spend the interest it generates. So you could say it benefits the state when people don't claim their money.
I mean, you could look at it that way, but we don't. We look at ourselves like a consumer protection agency. We're going to, you know, be the custodians of this money until you claim it. But we really do want to give it back. I mean, it makes us feel so great when we come in and over the weekend, maybe 300 claims came in. We're like, yay!
Then there's the economics argument that putting the money into circulation might be better for the state than having it sit there, even if the interest can be spent on the public good. Though I don't know if my now claimed property will do much for Idaho's economy. What do you even do with a check for 6 cents? Take it to the bank, I guess.
I'd like to cash a check.
Wonderful. We can do that for you. Got the check and the card there as well. Excellent. I'll look up your account there. There we are. Cash that out here.
The teller, Austin, doesn't even bat an eye at the amount.
There you are, sir.
Have you ever cashed a 6-cent check before?
I've actually cashed a 1-cent check before, which is surprising. Yeah, yeah. It's funny that they even make those. You know, it costs more to probably make the check. So.
Wow. I'm surprised anybody would bother coming in.
Right? I know. We actually just had someone this morning that had a smaller check like that. I think it was like 20 cents or something like that.
Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely. Have a great day.
So I walk outside and my long-lost nickel and penny gleam in the sun before I put them in my pocket. Sadly, after all that, I have since misplaced them. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.